Tell you about what's going on and how are you doing. Thank you for tuning in to Rampage Radio Riders.fm. You know how the mission comes into the mission. This is help San Francisco, California. I'm where I live, where we live. Oh, well, I just died. Something blew me up. So what are you going to do? All right, stay tuned. Rampage Radio, Todd Show. Hey, Joey! That's your DJ.
Death Joe.
Hey, Joey!
Death Joe.
No, Joey. Joey's my guitarist.
How about J-O-E-D-I-E. So Joe died. Go die.
Or Death Joe.
Death Joe. Yeah. Cartoon. I see the comic book now.
It is the nickname now.
My song, Manny.
Fuck those sounds 100 times better. Badass. Oh, there you go. No, I fucked it up. You're right. By speaking over it. Rampage Radio. Cheering you on for you're the savior, and what do? You destroy the town, like after it's pandemic's out. There's a movie called Contagion that has that. It, instead of like helping the people, they're just gonna wipe out the whole fucking town with a nuke. That could have happened here. And why don't we write a song about it? Can't happen here.
Can't happen here. That's Rainbow.
Oh, shitter.
All right, just heard a big set of fucking.
Whoa! What's it? Okay, go up. Sorry.
Brutal metal.
Let's try that again. We just heard a big what now?
Set of metal.
Let's try it again. Cause I hit
set
the
of metal. That was a regurgitation. Going way back to 94, I think.
You just regurgitated regurgitation.
Sad paper operations.
Psychological operation.
And we heard Ripping Corpse. That was the request for Joe. For
Joe Death.
Death Joe.
That's good.
Death Joe. There you go.
The Death Blow by the Death Joe. There you go. Death Blow, Death Joe.
Which is also a good band from Salt Lake City.
Death Joe?
Death Blow.
Fuck Death Blow. Death Joe.
Who got the final Death Blow?
Death Joe. Rapid
that
Radio.
Was anti-God.
Yeah, are we having a good time? I know I am. I think it's Wang Chung-in. We're going to continue Wang Chung-in here.
Before that, some going back to some other early demos. Engorged with eating the afterbirth.
we have a geographic for that. Okay, great.
Manny prefers the afterbirth for dessert, but, you know, that's the way Manny is.
I start with dessert.
Sepultura with Troops of Doom.
Okay, I see a theme going on here.
Hypocrisy, Dead World.
Yeah, I can see the hypocrisy in...
Watain, who's going to be playing Monday night. No, they're not.
Watain?
Black Cunt.
Bullshit.
Black Cunt.
I blame Satan.
And I started off with a classic gutted Bleed from the Bleed for Us to Live from 94.
What a woman.
One of my favorites.
You sound like a woman.
The death metal genre, so...
That's women things.
Probably gutted's best album.
Yeah, for sure.
I sound like an idiot, did I? Oh, my God.
All right, Manny. So, the big show tomorrow. There you go. Zetro Sousa.
Oh, Joe, die! Oh, my God, what the hell just happened?
TV, and we're here tonight.
Oh, what time? Oh, yeah, I like the Todd part, for sure. But we were just talking about Joe die. Joe die. Whatever I say.
This is Todd Owens of Capital Chaos TV, and we're here tonight at the Warfield in San Francisco with Steve Zetro Sousa. So, how are you doing tonight, Steve?
Good. How are you?
What's happening?
Doing very well.
You should have fast-forwarded
to go?
This.
But
ready to go, man.
Okay. I got command. You just said it to me. How did the video tell me to do that?
No, we're doing Dublin Death Patrol, Tenet, Hatred.
Oh, that's what you did. Okay, good.
We were doing on that. I thought every city was like that, because even at that point, none of us had...
Talking about go back.
Are you talking about COVID right there?
Bay Area. You're talking about the Bay Area.
Are you talking about the COVID?
Bay Area.
Right.
Back in the early days.
It's like your family. You live with these people on the times. I mean, this is my family for the next 5 weeks. I see them every day, every minute of the day. They know when you're happy, when you're sad, when...
It sounds like a wrestler.
You know, when everything goes on. So it's part of it.
All right. I just wanted to go back a little bit to the early days Bay Area, from the Bay Area. So you're part of that initial
Dude, the video looks like you're wearing an Exodus t-shirt.
Some thoughts.
Which
on
is Exodus? Because
like
you're right in front of your chest.
1984, 85 in the Bay Area. And... What the hell was going on here?
Yeah, what the hell was going on?
What
the hell we were doing on that? I thought every city was like that, because even at that point, none of us had really traveled out. So you thought every... Doesn't every town have 13 killer thrash bands deep, you know? And so it was...
Slayer playing all the time.
Suicidal. There was always a gig on Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night.
Metal Mondays. Metal.
Stuff going on constantly. So we're metal. Very fortunate to be a part of something that is just so... revered by so many people and so many, you know, other genres of music that thrash metal has spawned as well. So I think that a magical time to look back at it, for sure.
Basically, for the first 20 years, you and Bailoff kind of alternated, right, with vocals for Exodus. So what was your... Did you have, like, a relationship with him, or did you get along with him? You were pretty close with him?
It was nothing personal. I mean, Exodus had, you know, fired Bailoff. I had nothing to do with that. He even said, I don't blame Zetro for joining the band. I would have done the same thing. So when everybody thought we were kind of... disliked each other or had a rivalry, we really didn't. I was the singer, he was the ex-singer, and then, you know, and right before he passed, he'd come back, then they were going to try it again with him, but it just, because he passed, it really didn't materialize, and it kind of fell back on my lap to, okay, you want to do this now? And I'm like, yeah, I guess, you know, so my heart really wasn't, that's why the period was kind of short then, that stint. I really wasn't into it. Now it's like my heart is 3,000% into it.
Why do you think beside your history with Exodus, obviously a historic Bay Area thrash band, but you're also connected with Legacy slash Testament. So you're one of the original members of Legacy. So just a couple questions about how that was, and maybe your thoughts on Legacy, and obviously the influence the Testament's had down the road. I know you're close with Chuck, and you kind of brought Chuck into Testament, right? So maybe just talk a little bit about that.
I was in Legacy, and then I was asked to join Exodus. This was in 86, and I know Chuck had played in another, you know, wasn't really a thrash band, and I said, hey, you want to try out? And I was just, you know, it was that sort of thing. I mean, we started Legacy because of Exodus, that type of music. We wanted to play like that, you know. Most of the bands did. If you talk to Lee, you'll say he did Heathen the same reason. Just to, we were looking at what Exodus was doing, you know, everybody was. So it worked out really well for everybody. Spawned this huge genre of music, and a lot of us still going, you know. Testament's still going strong, Death Angel's still going strong, Exodus still going strong, Metallica obviously going strong. So
obviously
from this group, the groups we were with, are still kicking.
I know from interviewing some of the bands, they talk about, you know, just being a lot smarter now and mature, and maybe not mature but older, and realizing, you know, what's important. And obviously all these original bands are now have almost a second life, right? Third life.
You were kids at the time, man, and you were like, they gave you the keys to the damn candy store and everything in it, and we took advantage of it. I ate my share of candy.
He ate his share of candy.
We all did, and we looked at it in that light. So I think that, you know, now we're like, I've got kids that are, I mean, my son is 25, 22, and 17. I have older children, you know, and so it's like you said, it's responsibility. You know, we're very fortunate we still get to play, you know, heavy metal, rock and roll on the level that we do get to do it on, you know. So it's really, we're very fortunate.
Crazy times back then. I saw something recently online about, it was a post where you guys were at Bill Graham's house for some record release thing or whatever.
Gianni's Flying in a Blue Dream.
It was like 88 or something.
Yeah, no, it was actually 89 or 890. It was Flying in a Blue Dream. We were invited to Bill's house because we were managed by Bill Graham Management.
All right, Manny, let's get back into some music here. Huh?
Go ahead. I was just thinking, wow. Right.
Go ahead, play some fucking music here, Jeff.
I heard Bill made like an...
All right, we're going to do a nice thrash set here.
Yeah, he was totally...
Joe knows all about the new wave of old school thrash metal.
Jacket that night. It was
NWOTM.
Reason like bands like Metallica and these guys should not be knocking. They all got kids. I don't need to hear new amazing Metallica. So play some kid stuff. They'd be amazing. That I think they'd be great. James Hetfield came out. Like, get around, yeah, yeah. Ready, boys and girls, yeah, 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 ooh, yeah, 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 ooh. Get a former. Had a dog. Yeah, had a dog, yeah. Bingo was his name, oh yeah. B-I-N-G-O. B-I-N-G-O. Yeah, ooh, yeah. Down. It would be the ultimate. They'd be. And it.
injections, women shower scenes, evil dancing, fashion savvy cyborgs, frank queen hairstyle, hard bodies, aliens, untrustworthy fat men, satanic suckling sewer mutants, brutal violent caged women.
All can be found on Rampage Radio on RadioValencia.fm.
We're approaching the 1 o'clock hour. After that, one more hour left of Rampage Radio, RadioValencia.fm. Here's the heart of mission. Transmissions from the mission, San Francisco, California. Radio, RadioValencia.fm. Ever seen a bigger pile than that?
Sir, no, sir!
How tall are you, Private?
Sir, 5'9", sir!
5'9", I didn't know they stacked shit that high.
On Rampage Radio with me, the Last Hanging Manny, on Rampage Radio.
That is one big pile of shit.
The face of the state is with rats, moles, and some strain of flesh-eating virus.
Pretty metal.
Oh, is it? Your staff is dying down here. Is that metal?
I hate to say it, but...
Yeah, not to be contradictory, but it's very metal.
Is it metal to have your drains clogged with dead, rotting employees?
Yeah, it is, actually.
Metal.
Is it metal to have easily avoidable work-related accidents the cause of death?
Yeah, again, metal.
Is it metal for none of you to care at all?
Yeah, it's way more metal if we don't care about it.
Well, I guess I didn't know all that stuff was metal. Anyway, follow me.
Thank you for letting me play that indestructible noise command. Fist of fascist. Why did I play that, Todd, from 2011, indestructible noise
because
command?
Because I picked something else that reminded you of that.
You fascist. Here, we're unfashioning. We're fascist Chernobyls. More like that. No, the way we dress, we're fascist Chernobyls. That's a good thing, because we know we're pro-USA. USA. The hearts go out to Ukraine. Because we're programmed to believe that.
All right. Yeah, we were in the midst of a new wave of old-school thrash metal set until Manny interrupted. But they keep it going with some French thrash. We're on Pledge Radio every Saturday from noon until 2.
Rampage Radio with me, the Last Angry Manny, on RadioLeftYard.fm. Rampage Radio!
Stay away from me, Hank. I know what you had planned, okay? I saw your so-called supplies.
Did something funny happen?
Yeah.
You never know it.
Yeah.
talking about the favorite album? What?
Dead air.
Favorite Morbid Angel album.
Formula's Fatal to Flesh.
Not my favorite, but one of my favorites.
Oh, Flesh of the Formula?
My favorite was Steve Tucker.
The Formula of the Flesh, right. So when
Brutal.
So when Slims, rest in peace, hosted, was the venue that hosted Morbid Angel, that shirt was for sale. I really wanted a Domination shirt myself. But
that was the Covenant tour, I believe.
Yes.
I was there.
I interviewed David for that.
No, just recently. No, just recently. No, we're talking about like before COVID, right before COVID. So 2018 maybe? 2017? No, 2018.
It wasn't Slims.
Where was it at?
No, I could find out.
No. Okay, remember, what was it? Because I bought a shirt. Anyway, I bought the Formula of the Flesh shirt. Morbid Angel. And why? Because I wanted the logo on the back. You know, the candelabra, whatever it is, eagle. I don't know what the fuck it is right now. I can't think of it. I wanted that. So my hopes were to, like, when I outgrow it, just use that as a back patch, you know.
All right, so that was all. I'll announce the set. We just heard that was all a new wave of old school thrash metal.
Were you sure it wasn't this?
It's a split with Sadistic Force with White Hot Vengeance on Blackened Wings, Manny.
You mean this?
Yes, Black Mass.
That was Black and Thrash. Hellrot with a Chainsaw Killer. And that was mastered down at Moore Sound in Tampa, Florida.
Yes, mastered.
Recorded down in Tijuana, I believe, and then they sent the tapes over to Jim Morris at Moore Sound.
Jim Morrison?
Jim Morris.
Mr. Mojo Rosin.
All right. Before that was Blackened, some French Rosin. Thrash metal with hardcore vocals, kind of.
Well, that's not true because...
New metal vocals?
What I heard, as they say in France, ho, ho, ho!
That was Tomb of Horrors.
I didn't hear one. Ho, ho, ho! Ho, ho! Croissant!
French fries.
We cooked the grassy.
That split just came out end of February, and then the Blackened just also came out the end of February. So it's brand
new. Have you seen my friends that were in black?
All right, let me get through this. Then we heard Head Thrashers from Brazil. Brazilian thrash metal, man.
When Vince Diesel said that in that Furious Fast and Furious movie, it's like, Brazil! This is Brazil! Oh my God, you got paid to say that shitty.
You played something before that. Or after that.
I didn't see.
Then I played Head Thrashers. Anti-Fascista, then you played something.
Fist of Fascista, right?
Fist of Fascista.
Right at you.
If
I had a band on the road, you know, a bus should look like a giant fist. Painted like a giant fist. So you went going down the road, your band's just one giant fist. Going around. Anyway. That's a fascist thing.
Punch the pussy.
Fascista.
XIL started us off.
XIL? What's your?
XIL.
Zill?
They're from San Antonio, Texas.
Are they a cult? Cult of
Speed Thrash.
That's real. Right.
Let's go.
Speed Wait. Thrash? Oh, no, not Thrashy Speed, but
shout out to Gordon Lucifer. Let's go. And there you go. Yeah, all brand new fucking thrash.
But you're new
wave of old school thrash.
So there was none of it where you think it was...
Some of it had a little black influence or whatever.
No, Joey, what's your opinion? You said, it's not thrash.
Blackened, heavy thrash.
Nigga, that's what you said.
Heavy, blackened thrash.
Nigga. My nigga. My nigga. That's very,
Black metal.
All right, well, now we're going to do a real black metal set.
Okay, let's do it. Here on Rampage Radio, Railroad.fm. It's a Todd show.
And don't forget, tomorrow, the big show out in Oakland.
Ham and Exodus brunch,
and
right
then
in the street.
Day drinking
right in the street.
Fall flat on the concrete.
You can drink in the street.
Drink in the street. Fall flat face on the concrete.
Yeah.
Skin your knee. I'll set it out for you.
Monday night is the Mayhem midnight show.
No, Watain. No, man.
Unfortunately, Watain was not able to get in.
That's bullshit, dude. Visa. Dude, use MasterCard if you can't get a Visa. What's going on here? I don't understand, right? That's not very, No, it's not. That's not very black metal.
Well, they had all those upside-down crosses in their luggage, and they just said, no, you can't come in.
All right, and to commemorate that shitty show, I'm wearing my Hot Topic Mall, Rock Shop in the Mall Mayhem shirt.
Right? Mr. Like Storm Satanas.
Yeah, exactly. The only album that matters, I think.
Yeah, well.
Well, you know, the church. This is before they burned the church.
The vocalist from that is still... He's still with him, so.
Oh, he's still alive?
Well,
that's not very. That's not the case.
All right, here we go. Black Metal Matters. Rampage Radio.
Radio 1 said.fm. every Saturday from noon to 2 here in the heart of the Mission, transmissions from Mission, San Francisco, California. This is the segment called
1:30. ESP's up next.